probate leads to lawsuits? Is that, can you catch lawsuits with probate leads? Well, you could catch lawsuits any kind of business, you know, God forbid, right? It's possible. But this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about probate leads to lawsuits. Is that, can you catch lawsuits with probate leads? Well, you could catch lawsuits any kind of business, you know, God forbid, right? It's possible. But does it like automatically just means lawsuits because you're marketing? Of course not. But there's a bigger question here that came on my table, and I figure we should address it together, okay? But here's the question. Do you work with probate leads? Okay, this is a question that somebody is throwing out. Do you work with probate leads? I ask because I started on probate maybe a few months ago, and I send out letters to individuals who are listed on the docket stating that they are heirs of the property. Okay, I think it's heirs. I'm not sure. My pronunciation is off by my accent. So, but heirs as in H-E-I-R-S. Okay. Stating that they're heirs of the property, that's called marketing. You know, somebody's on a public list of pre-foreclosure, a public list of divorce list at your county house, a public list of delinquent taxes on property taxes, you know, all those things are public list. And yes, you're allowed to market to those people. It's called marketing. All the attorneys in your town do the same thing, all right? The attorneys, the traffic attorneys, the traffic violation attorneys, the bankruptcy attorneys, this is how they market. This is how they put food on the table for their family. There's nothing special about that. So wholesaling is a scam because you're sending letters to those people. No, it's not. It's called marketing. And that's the one thing that you need to master in this game. Everything else, you don't have to learn. You don't have to learn anything else. You don't have to learn the contracts. You don't have to learn what LLCs, the right LLCs to use. You can have people do that for you. You don't have to learn any of this crazy stuff that people get stuck on and they don't close deals, okay? If you want to close deals, you need to learn how to generate leads. Generate leads, it turns to deals. If you have the right process in place, okay? Good. So, well, long story short, a heir on a property called me and stated that she was interested in selling. And I informed her that all the heirs would need to be on board, especially the executor. So what is probate, first of all? Probate is a list of people that are going through the process of, some people die without a will on their properties. They have real estate properties, and there's a process they have to go through in the court system to decide who these properties go to and stuff like that. I may have butchered that a little bit, but that's the point. It's just basically unwanted inheritances, okay? That's basically what it is. The process they go through the court system when there's no will in place is called probate, okay? So as wholesalers is another place you can market to, or hopefully you understand mass media marketing, meaning you're not marketing to five lists. If you're marketing to five people, there's a extremely infinity chance that you will never close a deal. It's a numbers game. You need to mass market. At least if you're going to do direct mail, you should not be doing no less than 100 in any given week. And that 100, you can't quit on yourself if it's not already 1 year that you've been doing it every week. That means you've sent out 50 weeks multiplied by 100, okay? 50 times 10, that's 500. 5,000 has gone out before you can even complain if it works or not. It's a numbers game. So think about it, like the attorneys that send out letters to people with traffic violation, with tickets, they're not just sending to one guy, they send it to everybody, okay? And it's a numbers game. Some will call, some won't. So what? Next, okay? Good. So that's how it works, it's a numbers game. Keep it in mind. And I know there are gurus that teach you you're just one deal close away, so focus on that one deal. No, it's not. You're setting yourself up for disappointments and failure. And if you got lucky, it's even worse because there are a lot of people that close one deal and then they can't close the next deal forever. And they're like, okay, maybe I just got lucky. Yes, you got lucky. Okay. And that happens too. You know, they got lucky. They're on a testimonial. Everybody's happy. It can be me too. No, it won't. Okay. This is real business. It's professional. It's real skills involved. You need to learn how to market. Good. So that's called marketing. So, I informed her that all the heirs would need to be on board, especially the executor, meaning the person actually in charge. You could have multiple heirs. You have 5 children, 20 cousins, 50 dogs, all those people, right? If they are potentially can inherit from this person, they need to be on board. But especially the somebody listed as an executor that the probate lawyer or whoever is in charge of that at the city will assign, right? So the executor calls me today. So the email continues, right? The executor calls me today and she and her husband are upset, saying that it's unjust. You know, people just throw words around anyhow. Just expect that people can throw words around anyhow to try to manipulate you and make you feel less than, okay? It's unjust. Unjust means like you have no right, right? Like opposite of justice, right? You're doing something illegal, right? But I already told you, you're just marketing. You're a marketer and there's nothing illegal, okay? Unless there's a restraining order of some sort against a particular person, then you're not in problem. You know, you're not in any kind of trouble. It's called marketing, okay? It's unjust to send that type of information out and that they are not heirs. Now, that depends on the content of your letter. The content of your letter should be simple and honest. It should be, I am interested in this property. I want to put an offer on this property. I would like to put an offer on this property. I would like to see the possibilities of purchasing this property. It should be that simple. That's honest. Some people say, oh, but you're a wholesaler. No, you're a wholesaler because you have intentions to close the deal. So yeah, you have people in your network that could potentially purchase it, then you're buying. It's as simple as that, okay? Don't complicate this for yourself. All right. By the way, by the end of this video, I'm gonna show you how to skip all of this. So you don't have to do any of this dirty part of the game. Skip 80% of the hustle and close 10x more deals, okay? So just stay tuned here. So the husband even stated that he'd be taking me to court. I asked him, what law has been broken? But I never got an answer. You should not be asking anybody that kind of question, okay? That means you're catching feelings yourself. If somebody comes and calls you and say, why'd you call my people and anything like that? Honestly, out of courtesy, I may say, I don't know what you're talking about. Have a good day and I will hang up. It's as simple as that. On a bad day, which I do have sometimes, because I'm human, I would just hang up. I'm not talking to anybody who is disrespectful because I have more than enough respect to give myself. I don't need anybody's disrespect. I will hang up and just not call back or pick up the phone any longer. If I were you, I wouldn't pick up phones from people I'm not expecting calls from either. But some people are very desperate and they feel the need to do that because they don't know if it's his next deal. If that next deal is calling me right now. Now, if it's your deal, it will wait for you if it has to. You could be sleeping, right? So I asked him what law has been broken, but I never got an answer. You shouldn't be asking them any question. There's no deal, period. If there's no deal, you move on to next. Again, some will, some won't. So what? Next. That's SW, next. I learned that from my MLM days, by the way. I guess I'm just looking for some feedback on probate leads. And if anyone or you has ever seen any success from them. All right, so I absolutely have. Okay, I'm going to show you the secret, okay? Let's see here. Excuse me. The secret is this. You want these people contacting you, okay? Basically, somebody contacted you, which was the right thing, but then they ended up having somebody else. When people contact you, you did the right thing by them having them contact you. But when they contact you, your job is to pre-qualify them, not the other way around. Oh, why would you send such a message? Do you have a house to sell? You don't have a house to sell? I have no reason to be on a phone call with you. Zero. Because honestly, in the real world, you will hear things like, you know, anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. It's true here too. So you shouldn't be saying a lot of stuff. You just say, you have a property to sell? No, I don't have a property to sell you. Okay, have a good day. Get off the phone call. You don't have to prove any point to anybody. You don't need anybody to validate this business for you. You just get off the phone with them, okay? So if anyone has ever seen any success, yes, if they contact you, if the executor, or they've come together as a group of heirs and they agree that we need to sell it, we don't care for this house. Yes, people like that will contact you if you're marketing long enough and you're marketing enough. And when those people contact you, you will know. Everybody will be in agreement. They would have signed the paperwork. You don't have to convince them to sign your paperwork. They're ready to go. But if somebody has to sell an executor and all that craziness, Don't get involved in that. That's when you engage conversations that are negative in nature, that will actually potentially discourage you yourself, especially if you're a newbie and your spirit is very delicate. You need to close the deal to solidify that this works, you know. So you want to make sure you're protecting your energy, positive energy all the time. Only people who have a house to sell, once they say I have a house to sell, you pre-qualify them through your list of questions. And then, you know, there's another video called Ola Talks Abitogun Pre-Qualify. Just Google that and you will see videos that will come up on how to pre-qualify the people that call you. You should be in control, not the other way around, okay? So hopefully that was enlightening. Here's what I'm gonna tell you. How about if you skip all of the work of looking for deals, looking for probate or marketing or spending thousands of dollars on marketing, and you can skip all of that, increase your income automatically, build a business, $100,000 business, and then 10x the deals. Sounds impossible? You know, try me out. Go download this book right now. It's called Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. Okay? Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. One second, babe. SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com. Just go there and download it. And if you go there right now, I'll give you my second book, my newest book, Real Estate Money Secrets, absolutely for free. Okay? So hopefully you've been educated, enlightened. I will see you on the next one. And peace.